The Dave and Mahoney Morning Show present The Internet is
Awesome.
Yeah, the internet did not disappoint us in these last few days. The woman at the JetBlue counter that was having a bit of a meltdown, she called the person at the gate a rapist because they wouldn't allow her to board her flight at the time that she wanted to. She also, at the airport, informed him that she had a gun.
Yep.
And it was all captured on tape because people are sitting around bored at the airport and somebody starts losing their mind and instantly cell phones pop up all over the place. And so we have the audio.
And there's a guy commentating, sort of. And you can hear him kind of laughing.
He's like, oh, man, this is all. Oh, did she just say shit?
Yeah.
Oh.
Damn it, who does that to a woman like me?
She's a gun because you're homeless? What are you doing at the airport?
How do you put those two things together?
And if you're homeless, you are definitely not going to the airport to hang out and like have drinks because she's pretty hammered, reportedly. Like,
yeah.
A drink at the airport is going to cost you a small fortune.
If you did not know the context or see the video, what this was, where this was taking place, you would think that this was like pretty horrific audio, but then you just realize that it's just some self-entitled douchebag who's not getting their way, so they're melting down because they're drunk, which makes it so glorious.
Yeah.
So the Bears, of course, eliminated from the playoffs, and one Bears fan was none too pleased as he was walking out of the stadium. He recorded this.
8 million, 10 million, 25 million. I don't know how much Cody Parkey's getting paid, but that little from South Florida can't make a tick for his life. I mean, how much money we gotta pay this? How much opportunity do you need? How many missed kicks is Cody Parkey gonna hit this year? 11. That's how many. You, Cody. You.
Settle down there, bro.
I think
relax,
this
man.
Guy and the airport chick,
they should get together.
They should get together.
Yeah.
They should hook up.
Yes.
It'd be so loud.
Yeah.
Could you imagine what their lovemaking would sound like? It would be horrible.
Yes.
Also, to be fair to the Bears kicker, it was tipped.
It was tipped.
And he scored more points that game than anybody else.
Right. Poor guy. Like, Chicago just eats people like that alive, though. Yeah. Like, they find a scapegoat, and it's just all over for that person. There was some audio that we need to get to as well involving that game, because Ian pulled the Spanish play-by-play of the guy missing the field goal, and it's pretty great.
El snap, le mete el pie, distancia, dirección, le dio el poste, no, falló, no señor, los hijos se van con la victoria. ¡Ay, papá! ¡No, señor! ¡Chicago! ¡Nos vamos para New Orleans! ¡Filadelfia gana el partido! ¡Le dio el poste! ¡Y falló! ¡Parky falló! ¡Los Eagles ganan el juego! ¡Ay, papá!
What is going on
there?
Why are
you calling your dad?
That guy is the best.
I feel like, though, even though as glorious as that is, they're intentionally going over the top.
They have to be, right?
Nobody actually cares that much
out of a missed field goal.
My favorite part about Spanish announcers is when they sing. They just do like some sing-song.
Like, why did you just break in a song right there about Chicago? But can you imagine if Al Michaels did the exact same call? He yelled out,
a heart attack.
No, sir.
Chicago.
No, sir.
Where's my dad?
Dad, where are you, Dad?
It's a weird time to bring that up, man. What are you talking about, Al?
Al, he passed away 13 years ago.
Oh.
Oh. Chicago. So, final thing in the internet is awesome is a couple of guys in the South that were chopping down a tree. And they had a chainsaw.
Yeah.
And they referenced Yolanda. I don't know who Yolanda is.
Gotta be one of their wives.
Maybe.
Gotta be
one of
their wives.
There.
She's not there.
Somebody who would tell them to stop being stupid.
And as it turns out, it would have been very helpful for them if Yolanda was there, because sure enough, the guy mowed down the tree in the wrong way. And so when he was chopping it down with the chainsaw, it fell on his truck.
I'm in Arkansas with my brother-in-law. Got this tree right next to the house right here. Been dropping limbs on top of the house. And so Terry said, hold my beer. I'm going to cut this thing down. So let's see what happens. I better get far enough away. Somebody's got to survive this so we have the story to tell. Now, if Yolanda was here, she may not approve, but she ain't here. So don't do it. Yeah, let's do it. Terry! It's coming! It's coming!
Oh, no. I just realized that the guy's name is Terry.
Yes!
Terry!
Oh,
Terry!
Lord. Lord,
it's coming!
Ow,
it's coming!
Ow, Dave!
Mornings on X 107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.